Hi, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And just to make sure we're representing everyone, may I please have your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably
yes.
Going to vote? I'm
yes.
Sorry, that's definitely?
Yes.
And what is your age?
59.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. So 10 means you're extremely motivated, 5 somewhat motivated, and 0 not motivated at all.
10.
Any number, 10. Okay. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not
very
too
important.
Very important. Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied?
Very
sad. Thank you. When you hear about the inflation and rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the COVID pandemic, or the Federal Reserve raising interest rates?
Thank the COVID.
You. Now, I'm going to read you a list of important issues and concerns some people say want their members of Congress to focus on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that extremely important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. Here's the first issue or concern. Protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10.
10.
Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I agree.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means you're in the middle. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. First one, MAG Republicans from 0 to 100. MAGA. Thank you. Tim Scott.
50.
Black Pack.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
100.
Thank you. Marianne Williamson.
50.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go. I got an emergency.
We're in 80%. We're almost done. I promise you. It'll be very quick. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Colonel West, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
I know, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Thank you. Switching gears a little here, I'm going to go ahead and read you two statements about important issues facing our communities. Please tell me which statements do you agree with more. Statement A. We need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. Or B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption program. after-school programs, and mental health in order to get the root causes of crime to make our community safer? A or B?
B.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, how have you recently read, heard, or seen anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yeah.
A lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. And has what you read or seen recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. I'm just going to go ahead and read.
Sorry.
Oh, we're almost done, ma'am. I'm just going to go ahead and read some things about that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important it is. Invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. Very important, somewhat important, not important, or not at all.
Very important.
Invested $50 billion to stabilize in healthcare industry and keep child care centers open. How important is that?
Very important.
A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever. How important is that?
Very important.
Banned chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers.
Important.
Kept the price of insulin at $35 for months for Medicare and Medicaid.
Very important.
Okay, now that you have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years,
I'd
like to ask you,
do
you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Ma'am, the reason why your opinions are very important, and this is very important to me. I'm just trying to do my job, ma'am. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I'm sorry, but I got to go. Okay, bye.